There's Nothing to Be Afraid of, a Sharon McCone mystery by Marcia Muller, narrated by Laura Hicks. Chapter 1. San Francisco's Tenderloin is a 20-square-block district that contains some of the greatest contrasts in the city. One of those confronted me as soon as I got out of my parked car one sunny December morning. A street preacher in baggy pants, stocking cap, and signboards setting up in front of the sensuous showcase theater. Down the sidewalk came another study in opposites, school children, 10 or 12 of them, who parted ranks for a slow-moving old bag lady as they ran for a muni bus. The woman was intent on the trash in the gutter and didn't even look up as the kids, chattering and yelling in what had to be Vietnamese, surged around her. I watched them clamber aboard the bus, then put my keys in my shoulder bag and started off down Eddy Street. It was funny, I thought, how much of this part of the city had changed without my really observing it. The last time I'd worked a case down here, over 3 years ago, I hadn't seen many children on the streets. The Tenderloin was the refuge of the poor, the disabled, the disturbed, and the vicious. Parents hadn't allowed their offspring to wander unattended. But then had come the great influx of Southeast Asian refugees, people with little money and many dreams, and the character of the area had begun to alter slowly. Now many of the storefronts were spruced up and offered produce and oriental groceries. Hole-in-the-wall restaurants bore names such as Saigon.